This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of late spring, the second week of the mock orange moon. I got up about 5 o'clock in the morning and my window was open and the air was cool and damp. But I felt the anxiety and fear that sometimes greet me when I wake. I was still tired and wanted to stay in bed, but remnants of my dreams kept me from going back to sleep and finally pulled me up. I listened for birds at my window as I got dressed, but not a sound. Then I went outside with my dog to walk in the dark. I heard birds by the time I reached the streetlight near my house. At first, just sporadic chirping of robins, then their rhythmic sing-song. At 5:30, I heard the sharp vocalizations of the first cardinal. Song sparrows came in at 5:50, crows in the distance close to 6 o'clock, and a little after 6, sunrise less than half an hour away, I heard doves. And the sky grew lighter, and the sound increased around me. On the empty streets, robins, bold with lust, chased each other in the twilight. They seemed to me like startled crabs racing across the hard sand of the receding tide. A little after 6, maybe 6:15, I realized that the cardinals and sparrows and doves were so loud I could no longer hear the robins. And then I was aware that the worst of the night's phantoms had been sung away. The sinking feeling in my chest lightened, and my breathing deepened. My concerns washed away in the rhythms of the chorus. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of late spring. In the meantime, try a walk before sunrise to cure the morning blues.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.